This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you on. I've got a wonderful show for you. Most of today's show revolves around the blockbuster movie Barbie, its soundtrack, and songs related to its themes of feminism and old school battle of the sexes. This Hollywood comedy based on the American Mattel fashion doll was released on July 21st and is making a global sensation. It's currently the second top grossing movie of 2023. Now, my playlist includes the hottest tracks of the Barbie soundtrack, plus other awesome songs that express power and control. Moviegoers from Washington, D.C., Nairobi, Kenya, and Accra, Ghana all weigh in as well on their reactions to the movie and to the music. And last but not least, though, we do diverge from the Barbie theme for a very fun Drop the Needle quiz near the back half of the hour with Mr. Emmanuel Kennedy. So that's it. That's the show. Now, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Tanzania with this brand new hit by Jukes and featuring Diamond Platnumz, here's Enjoy. After being burned by the love of his life, he decides that when it comes to love, I quote, I'd rather love my mother. When it comes to being loved, I'd rather love myself. Ever since I started dating money, now I look good, he sings. End quote. And the catchy chorus goes, it's better to enjoy. Life is short and simple. Why should I suffer my soul? Join me in cooling off my throat.
Leo, acha tu niwaweke wazi. Mubaki na mishangao, kuswaya mapenzi, nataka kuyaeleza. Na leo, tena waiteni paparazi. Warushe kwa mitandao, siataki mapenzi, nataka jipongeza. Nemwita yo baby, kumbenaya na baby. Oh, nemuna kipenzi, nimshenza kupendi. Ama kweli mtihani, mambo mingi dunia. Na mistresi siwezi, oh, oh siwezi. Mama yangu kama kupendwa mimi nitajipenda peke yangu. Oh, kilichopoza fala kujiona simba kumbe swala kasama kwenye penzi uchwara badala kusaka miamala. Ayo, toka ndeti pesa sana pendeza, na tena na enjoy, na wanangu paombo. Waka mtina soma, na kamwili kana nona. We mwenyewe si unaona yani, aina sema bo.
Mafupi ni simple,
klika, daki,
yani nini tesekero.
us, and that was Enjoy by Jukes featuring Diamond Platnumz. Hello, friends. This is Heather. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now, the next two songs share the exact same title, Woman, both by Nigerians, the first Omale and the second Simi. Now, these two are in the Barbie movie orbit because first, Omale sings about how everything he does is for his woman, just how Barbie, every and all Barbies expect from a man. And then Simi's woman points out Nigerian society's unequal treatment of women, underscored, I might add, by a very strong Fela-esque Afrobeat musical style, while demanding for a more equitable system.
They tell me this, they tell me that. They see my bitch, say she a bad. Anytime I knock with that. Rubber band, no rubber band. Every time I put down, they show me that. If I know, pull out, she got my back. But do you, I'm happy that. But do you, say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do, man. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual. My girl, he got me, she not stingy. She give me love, she keep wanting to. All of the moves you been practicing. Put it on, stop me. Girl, give me love for my motto. Girl, you light in my store. She and me gone, I must go. She know they act, she know so. Say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do, man. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual. Me, I know they share my chain. I know they like your pain. But get it back, baby, see. She understand my pain. Like, wangala. Oh, mangala. I put back out that for her below. My girl, you got no problem. Oh, all of a sudden, she say, me a go be. Two-face, I knew my colleague. Okay, my baby. Oh, all of a sudden, she say, me a go be. Two-face, I knew my colleague. Okay, my baby. Say, anything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do, man. I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual.
Amigo, claro.
Get any
if woman got confidence, oh,
and she knows.
Yes, and that was Simi's Woman. And before that, Omalay's Woman.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Hello. Listen, we have one more song before digging into Barbie the movie reactions from moviegoers in Washington, D.C. and Accra, Ghana. On-air personality Prince Benjamin joins me in presenting the Ghana part. But first, how can I resist this Beyoncé song in light of today's focus on women and concerns about who's got the power? Now, to the movie Barbie itself. Here is a very short summary. It stars Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, who play Barbie and Ken, and it's directed by Greta Gerwig. The plot: Barbie and Ken are having the time of their lives in this colorful and what seems to be absolutely perfect world, for Barbie anyway, called Barbie Land, but when they get the chance to go to the real world, they discover the joys and the perils of living among humans. And as I said at the top of the hour, two main themes of the film stand out. Feminism, as in women can do and be whatever they want to be, whoever they want to be, and that old school battle of the sexes, as in who runs the world. So now we're going to listen to some reactions by moviegoers in Washington, D.C., and then in Accra, Ghana, to see just how this film is impacting people. We're also going to listen to one of their favorite songs from the soundtrack, Barbie World by Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. All right, so here we are in D.C. I am standing outside of the AMC theaters on a really hot Friday night, and I grab a few people as they exit the theater. Everybody's in pink, too, by the way.
I loved it. Frankly, if it doesn't win an Oscar, I'm going to be mad.
I thought it was just going to be like a kind of a fun, campy watch, and it was so much more than that. It was just really exciting. Honestly, it was moving. I almost started crying. It was really sweet.
I thought it was a really good feminist take on the traditional Barbie.
What was your favorite part about it?
Well, certainly it drew everybody my age back to that indiscernible number of to a time of fun and imagination, but it was really so thoughtful.
How did you find the soundtrack?
While I was watching the movie, it was like everything was very fun.
I've been listening to the soundtrack for the last month.
What is your favorite song?
The like title track, like the one with Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good.
I personally loved the last song by Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj. I was singing along to it.
Oh, it was so fun. It was so fun.
What was your favorite song?
Oh, a little Doja Cat always, you know, it was a long way. Nicki Minaj, I mean, it was great.
Okay, guys. Right here during this Q&A, I noticed that the young woman with her best guy friend is holding up one of her high heel shoes and she's standing barefoot on one side. So I ask,
what happened to your shoe?
I bought these used and I left them in my car too long. And I think they came unglued because it was hot. But it's funny if you see the movie because there's a scene where Barbie's Fico flesh starts flopping around because she can't walk. She's walking in heels. I guess it's, you know, funny given the context of the movie, but it was totally an accident.
Gosh, that was so ironic. Can you believe that? Anyway, that's me in D.C. with a few moviegoers having just walked out of the movie Barbie. There's more of the same from Accra coming right up and then a little later on from Nairobi as well. But first, let's listen to the best track and favorite from that D.C. crowd of the album Barbie the Album. The song's called Barbie World by Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice with Aqua.
Stop playing with them, Riot.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still want to party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nicki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
Damn.
All of the Barbies is bad. It girls. And we ain't playing tag. Rad. But he spank me when I get bad. I'm in L.A. Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't bailing out. In that pink Ferrari, we peeling out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. That poop so cold, we just chilling out. They be yelling, yelling, yeah, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nicki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag.
Barbie ain't nothing to play about. He wanna play in a playhouse. They gon' say now. I'm watching these bitches, I'm rubbing a stain out. Like I'm ready to bend. All the fake Barbies just wanna pretend. Like, hold on, let me go find me a pen. Look where it led. Now I'ma put it to bed. She a Barbie bitch with her Barbie click. I keep dragging her so she bald a bit. And I see the bread, I want all of it. And I want the green, so I all of it. And I throw it back, so he losing it. And I give the box with no shoes in it. Yeah, I know the trick, so I got a brick. Yeah, they know who it, me and Barbie, bitch. And I'm bad like the Barbie.
I'm a doll, but I still wanna party.
Pink felt like I'm ready to bend.
I'm a 10, so I pull in a can.
Like, Stacy, Nicki. All of the Barbies is pretty.
Damn. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls. And we ain't playing tag.
Okay, so now I have Prince Benjamin on the line to talk about this Barbie mania that is seeming to grip the entire world, at least in the U.S. and in Africa. Prince, how you doing?
Not bad, Dr. Heather Maxwell. How are you?
I'm fine. So you recorded a bunch of folks going in and coming out of the movie theater there in Ghana and got some of their reactions and anticipations of the movie. We're going to listen to that in just a second. But what movie theater were you at, by the way?
I was at Ghana's biggest movie theater, which is called the Silverbird Cinemas, and it's in the Accra Mall, in the capital, just near the airport.
Okay. So first, I'm going to have us listen to the two people that you caught when they were going into the movie theater. They were both Americans, one named Kate and one named Ray. How did you come upon those two? They both happened to be American. Is that was that on purpose?
So it was interesting because I had just spoken to the cinema executive, and then this gentleman came over to ask a question. I approached him and found out from him what he was going to see. He said Barbie. So I had a conversation with him. He's quite elderly, so I was wondering, why is he going to see it? Then I saw he's with his wife, he's with his daughter, and the guy I thought was his son apparently was the daughter's boyfriend. So that was interesting.
Okay, so the ones we're going to hear now is this man, Ray, and then Kate to follow is his daughter?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen.
She's a very good director, and I want to see her take on the gender issues and how she presents them in the movie.
Right. Okay. What's your name and where are you from?
Chicago, United States. My name's Ray.
Yeah, my boyfriend I live here in Ghana, and my parents are here visiting.
All right.
Okay. But they haven't seen it yet, and they wanted to see it, and we haven't seen it yet, and we wanted to see it, so.
The idea of making this a family movie or a family event for you guys, what's...
Yeah, I mean, I think something that my parents passed down to me was the importance of being a strong, independent woman. You know, I have a sister, we are two, but it's just girls, and I think for both of them it was really important to raise women who are very strong, independent, and so it's no surprise to me then that they would want to see the movie, because I think that's, you know, that's just ingrained in our family, and I'm really excited to see a female director having a movie that's so successful, and yeah, I'm really excited to see it. But of course, my boyfriend's dressed like Ken as well. Yeah. You know, he's here to support too. So,
what's your name?
Kate.
How important was it to be in pink to watch it? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think it makes the experience that much more fun, right? And it shows, like, then anyone at the movie theater can see, I'm here to support the Barbie movie. I'm here to support its messages. I'm here to support this amazing female director. So it just adds to the fun of it, I think. Yeah.
Kate, have fun.
It's a good excuse also to wear a fun outfit. So.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have fun.
All right. That was really fun. So Prince, what were most of the people in the theater wearing?
So I noticed that they were in pink or a shade of pink. Some were very bright, some were subtle, you know, shades of pink, and they looked very, very happy. I even saw a family, that's a lady and her daughters, who were actually going into a restaurant, but they saw the Barbie booth at the cinema. They just popped in and took a picture, and then they went on their merry way to go have their meal. So, it was interesting to see.
Oh, that's so nice. So there's a booth up there. There's a booth, Barbie booth.
Yeah, there's a Barbie booth with shoes and Barbie clothes, and it's pink, you know.
Wow.
I'm going to send you a picture of it.
Please do. All right, so let's get to listening now for reactions of people who had just come out of the movie. First, we've got a boy. I think he's got a name. I think his name is it Eleke or Eli or what is his name?
Yeah, there is Elikem and Kwame. And what's interesting is they were just bouncing about so happily when they finished the movie. And I had to just get in there and quickly get a word from them. So, yeah, they were so happy.
All right. So let's listen to that. And then after that, we are going to hear from another guy who said that the movie was confusing. I thought that was it's very interesting. And then a woman with kids. And finally, a Ghanaian woman based in England who also enjoyed it. She seemed to like it for the dichotomy between plastic and human. So let's get listening to all of these, and then we'll catch you at the end of this, Prince, for a little bit more chat.
My name is Ali Kim, and it's a great movie. It's okay.
What did you like about it?
Ken. I like how he looks.
What about you? What's your...
I just like the ending, that's all. Like, just ended. Barbie gets a new job.
Watching the Barbie movie was one of the most confusing time I have ever had in a cinema hall. Looking at the production aspect, it was amazing because I saw that they were living in a fake world which consisted of artificial things that was depicting realistic artifacts. But what made it funny was how they were relating with these artificial things, making everything around them real, even though it was fake. But in terms of the storyline, it was a bit confusing as to what they were driving at with Barbie. Was it to empower women, or it was to tell the purpose of men?
What do you think intrigued them and wanted them to come and see the movie?
I think the fact that they've had dolls, the Barbie dolls, and played with it. So they wanted to see how the movie is going to pan out.
Right.
Yes. Okay. And they probably have seen a cartoon version, but they wanted to see the real movie itself. Yeah. So it's not a feminist movie, and it's more of like, we are all equal. So it doesn't have to, the coin doesn't have to go on one side.
Right.
So I wasn't really paying attention, but it was a good movie.
Of course.
Yes.
The movie was good generally. There's some really nice sort of thoughts in there. It's good. I mean, I like the whole, the acting and the going between plastic and human
right.
stuff. Yeah, yeah. It keeps you engaged because you don't know what's going to happen next. So it's got some nice cliffhangers in there. Bits of it were not in the real world and for children, but yeah, not for children, it was some of the language, but it was said that it's 12, so that's understandable, yeah. But yeah, generally, I think kids would have loved it too, yeah. So yeah.
As an adult, why did you see it?
It's a good question. I think Barbie, everybody grew up knowing who Barbie is, and for, I think the trailer drew me to it, because I watched the trailer and I thought, oh, I'd like to see what actually pertains in the story. But the storyline was good, so yeah.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
Prince, I've got one more question for you now. Did you actually watch the movie in between when you interviewed people going in and then those coming out?
Right. So, Dr. Heather Maxwell, I've not watched the movie yet. In fact, if you don't go to the cinema, you may not know that people are actually crazy about this movie. On the streets of Accra, it looks like an ordinary day. That the marketing that is going around, I've seen a giant Barbie doll in Dubai, for instance. Nothing of the sort is happening in Ghana. But when I went to the cinema, I noticed, my goodness, people are really, really enjoying this movie. They're coming in huge numbers, family, you know, individuals, friends. And it was just interesting to see. I also spoke to the cashier, and she told me about the numbers, as in people buying tickets to come see it. She told me it's been 3 weeks already and people are still patronizing it. So I went in there to speak to the individuals in the third week of Barbie showing, and still the numbers are pretty interesting. The weekends are even bigger, she told me.
Wow, that is interesting. And you know, a little bit later on in the show, everyone, you're going to hear my drop the needle with another Ghanaian who I asked at the end of the quiz if he had seen the movie, and he said he hadn't, and he wasn't sure it was out yet. So that does make sense, Prince. What you're saying is that it's not advertised hugely like in other places like Dubai, but when you go to the theater, it's there. I'm happy to hear that. So, Prince, here's the thing I need from you next. I need your account of what you think of this movie and the soundtrack.
Okay.
All right, Prince, thanks so much.
All right. It's a pleasure, Dr. Heather Maxwell. Thank you for talking to me, and I had fun doing this.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
This is Baba Kuboye. You are listening to Dr. Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Do not touch that dial.
Okay, hello, my friends. How are y'all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And if you are just joining us, today's program centers around the phenomenally successful movie Barbie. We do have a really entertaining drop the needle coming up, though, with contestant Emmanuel Kennedy. But for the most part, it's all Barbie. We're going to hear reactions to the movie from Nairobi, Kenya soon, and a few more songs that I've selected that are related to the themes in the film that I found most interesting. Well, beginning with this one, Lady by the one and only Fela. First released in 1972, this song epitomizes the conventional Nigerian view of women's place in society. And it's also a musical contribution to the war between the sexes. Fela describes the African woman in this song who considers herself elite, strong, independent, enlightened, and classy. She enjoys cigars, wants the doors opened for her, and takes prominence at a table. She is mocked here by Fela. This lady, he sings despairingly, insists she's master herself and prefers lady to the word woman.
If you call a woman African woman, no go grieve. She go say, I be lady, yo. If you call a woman African woman, no go grieve. She go say, I be lady, yo.
But lady not be so.
master. Call him for dance, she go dance, lady dance. Call him for dance, she go dance, lady dance. African woman go dance, she go dance the fire dance. African woman go dance, she go dance the fire dance. She know him man a master. She go cook for him, she go do anything he say. But lady not be so, but lady not be so, but lady not be so, but lady not be so. Lady not master, lady not master, lady not master, lady not master. If you call a woman, African woman, not go Greek, she go say.
That was Lady by Fela Kuti. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington, D.C. This is the Voice of America. Now, over to Bill Odidi with more reactions to Barbie the movie.
Hey, Heather, greetings from Nairobi, from very pink-hearted Bill Odidi. Now, if you've watched the Barbie film, then you recognize this music by Mark Ronson as the opening theme song from this phenomenal movie. Just like everyone else in the world, as Heather has already been mentioning, we are all caught up in Barbie mania here in Nairobi. But what is the fascination with this film? I've done it to some people here in my city who keenly follow the business of movies to find out what they make of Barbie.
Hey, I'm Nick Ndeda. I am an actor, a writer, radio presenter, TV presenter, and occasional painter. This is a fascination with this film. For lack of a better word, I'll say it's a woke type of film. And it's woke in the sense of you'd expect it to just be face value, pretty happy, shiny, laughy, laughy type of scenarios. But then Barbie is confronted with the realization that this world is not real. There is another world out. So we literally get to see this perfect character get out of the perfect situation, get into the murkiness of the real world, and still tries to navigate all that, smiling, trying to be as pretty, and just trying to understand things. So the thing I find fascinating about the film, it's very human. For a movie that's about a doll, there's a little bit of racism that's touched on. They touch on of course, it's very big on feminism, but I like how the director, Greta Gerwig, broke down feminism. I don't want to give spoilers, but the conventional idea of feminism that people have, it's completely squashed in this film.
When I wake up in my own pink world, I get up out of bed and wave to my homegirls. Hey, Barbie, hey, she's so cool. All dolled up, just playing chess by the pool. Come on, we got important things to do.
My name is Anna Weguo. I love film and TV. When you watch Barbie, you just don't even remember that Barbie was a doll. You think it's just something that Greta Gerwig came up with, and it was amazing. Everything from the cast, we had Ryan Gosling, we had Margot Robbie, and we had these amazing comedians coming in and out through the scenes, and it was really incredible. My expectations were like 100%. I think it got up to like 200%. It went a little bit higher because it was really nice and it got everything right on point.
There goes Lizzo with Pink from the soundtrack to Barbie. Now, part of the success of this film is the music. It's got artists like Ava Max and Sam Smith and Billie Eilish, Nicki Minaj are the top names. But what do our movie buffs here in Nairobi, Nick and Anna, make of the music from the Barbie film?
The music is something that, you know, that you can feel every time a music comes on, whether it's in the background or they're just dancing to it. It was really amazing. You can just hear it over and over again.
The music is cool. I like that it's very modern. What I love the most about the music is it's very dance. I don't know whether it's ironic that Nicki Minaj, when she came out, she used to call herself Barbie. She still does. And, you know, her videos were always all very pink, her very first couple of videos. Her album was literally titled Pink Friday.
Red, what do you spank me when I get bad? I'm in L.A. Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink. pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house.
The music in the film is very colorful, which works so well because the movie is so full of color. I mean, it's predominantly pink, but there's also a whole lot of color in it. So even the tracks with Nicki Minaj, there's one with Dua Lipa. If you listen to the song, you can almost see the colors in it. It just sounds like very bright, very, very colorful, very vibrant.
Very bright, very colorful, very vibrant. I think that is how Kenyan actor and radio presenter Nick Ndeda earlier described the music from the film Barbie. I could not agree more with Nick. Thank you, Nick. Thanks, Anna. Now you know why you should watch the movie if you haven't already. I'm Bilo Didi playing out with this very funky song by Dua Lipa, Dance the Night Away, from the Barbie film, as I take you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Watch me dance the night away.
Thank you, Bill. Hi, everybody. Okay, we'll get to enjoy more of that hit song from the Barbie movie, Dance the Night, as we wind up this program. And Emmanuel Kennedy also joins me in a moment to take my Drop the Needle music listening quiz. But first, here's Superwoman by the Tanzanian Women All-Stars, released in 2020.
Vipodozi na vipicha vya kichokozi spizi mwanaume anapenda mwanamke ajitume na chape kazi
na vikundi vya kusaidiana vikoba vyetu ushindi tunakopesha kubwa kwenye uongozi tumepata mtetezi mama Samia oye
wanawake uvuvi uwalimu
urubani unahoga mkikuongoza
Mama, yeah. I'm a
exciting. Hustle for my own, don't care about fighting. You know I can be queen and also be king. Superwoman, give me that championship ring.
Nianza changa changa, kamtaji kangu chakanga. Biashara ya genge kanipatia kiwanja. Sasa na shishi food, kifupi life is good. Na numbers kibanda. Aya, ina dada wote.
Fantiwes, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Hello.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you ready to play Drop the Needle?
I am.
I've heard you've been listening to the show now. I just want to tell you that this edition of Music Time in Africa that you've been listening to was recorded quite a while ago. It's one of our evergreens. I don't know if you noticed that. The songs are a little bit old.
Yes, I did.
So real quick before we get into the listening, what is your full name and where do you live and what do you do?
I'm Emmanuel Kennedy. I'm in Ghana, and then I work with a media agency, Africa Global Radio, in Accra.
What's
Africa Global Radio? It's a media agency.
Africa
Global Radio.
Global Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you're going to do fine. Are you ready?
Fingers crossed. Let me just breathe in two times, but I'm fine. Let's go.
Here we go. What do you say?
Come on. You could have started as this softer.
The second one's softer.
But that is fine, right?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, one more time.
Here we go. It's in French.
Yes. Can I give me a clue? Give me just a hint.
All right. Well, it's in a Francophone country, but here's a big clue. It's a country where they also speak English in like half of the country. And it's south of you.
Okay. It's south.
Mm-hmm.
South.
Mm-hmm. All right, Emmanuel. Look, I'm going to tell you what it is, and we'll just get to number two, which I know you're going to know. All right?
Yeah,
this one was La Sauce by Renice from Cameroon.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Okay, now I'm embarrassed now. This is bad.
Don't be embarrassed. Look, a lot of people don't get them all right. Here we go. Here's number two. You got this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is Ghanaian. This is definitely Ghanaian. There's Pikinchi in there.
Yep.
So I know it's Ghanaian.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's Palm Wine highlight music.
Yep.
And
who's the artist?
But then the artist
older man.
Konimo.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. Konimo, Ghana. Okay.
Yeah, quick question about that. I'm just curious. So you're from Ghana. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah. I'm 25.
You're 25.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So had you heard of this artist before or this song?
Yeah. Konimo is like, he's really popular in Ghana.
Oh, good. Okay. So, all right. Good job. Here's number three. I don't want you something. I don't lose my toe. I'm gonna disappoint me. But then you get confusion. I'm gonna disappoint me. You get disappointment though.
So it's Nigerian, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's Okay, so now I know the country.
Yes.
I need your help. Give me a hint.
Well, the artist. Song... All right. The artist has two names. When he turned 40, he changed his name.
Wow. Am I really that bad in music history?
Tubaba.
Tubaba. Oh, my God. What is happening to me today?
You got the jitters. You got stage fright, but you work in radio. How is this happening?
Oh, no. Okay, you're not helping, Heather. You're not helping. That is a big shade. That's a big dig. Come on.
Well, look, you did fine. You got some right, some wrong. No big problem. Here's what we can do, though. I'm going to call you back in like a month from now. We're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. Not on this show. We're going to do it again on a new show. And you're going to ace it with flying colors.
Thank you. Definitely. Definitely. I'm going to get that classes. I'm going to sit down and learn and listen more. I'm going to do great.
Oh, you are great. You are great. You're great for playing. Emmanuel Kennedy, thank you so much. Hey, by the way, have you seen the Barbie movie?
I haven't, but I want to go see it. I don't think it's in Ghanaian cinemas yet. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I've been asking people about
Barbie
it.
Barbie is my girl.
Really?
Barbie is my girl. I want to go see it so bad. And the story is so beautiful because I've read online and I've read the reviews and all of that.
Right.
And I need to see that.
Well,
I need to see it.
It's fun. So maybe next month when I call you back to do another version of Drop the Needle, we can talk about the Barbie movie. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I just posted on my YouTube channel too, my feature that I did last week on the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Kennedy, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much for having me, Heather. I know that I didn't do good, but I'll do good next time. Thank you so much.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa. Music, sports, and news.
Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello, everybody. This is Japan, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
All right. Hello, guys. Sadly, we only have time for one more song. So here it is. But it's a great one. Dance the Night by Dua Lipa from, you guessed it, Barbie the Album.
Turn the rhythm up. Don't you want to just come along for the ride? Oh, my outfit's all tight. You can see my heartbeat tonight. I can take the heat, baby. Best believe that's the moment I shine. Because every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give a watch me.
And with Dance the Night by UK's Dua Lipa, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. I can't wait to meet up with you again next weekend. Also, a special thanks to my guests, Emmanuel Kennedy in Accra, Bill Odidi and Prince Benjamin, for their interviews with Kenyan and Ghanaian moviegoers, and also to Anthony Labruto here in D.C. for helping me out for our shoot outside of AMC Theater. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also listen to us online at voaafrica.com or just search Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful, stay pink, and stay safe.